As our plans come together for President Obama's second inauguration, there's going to be one aspect of this celebration that will be dramatically different from the first go-around. The president has opted to allow this time unlimited corporate donations to cover the cost of the festivities.
Joining us live, John Solomon, president and executive editor of the Washington Guardian. John, the president came into office frustrated by the influence of big money on Washington politics. Should we take this as a flip-flop, or is this just something that happens after you've won a second term?
Well, it's the tale of $1.5 billion. That's how much the president has raised the last two elections to win the White House. And the guy before that was a guy that really strongly stood for campaign finance reform. And he talked frequently of eliminating big money and particularly corporate money from the election system. And today he's come full circle. I think he's understood the realities of Washington, which is that big money dominates. And I think the best sign of that is this change in position on inaugural fundraising. 6 months ago, it was another change in position. He agreed to take corporate donations for the convention in Charlotte after saying he wouldn't. So we're seeing how hard it is to keep corporate money out of this political system.
Now, when you look at this, you see that this is, as you report, another opportunity for some companies that may not have been supporters of the president to still try to have some influence on what he does.
Oh, yeah, this is a good time to make good if you put your bet on the wrong candidate in the last election. So I bet you'll see a lot of those companies that supported Republicans and Mitt Romney in the election ponying up some big bucks for this inaugural celebration. It's a good way to make amends.
All right, so what's the greater message here about how difficult campaign finance reform is overall in the political system?
Well, I think what Obama learned is, despite all the idealism, it takes two to tango, and Republicans don't really believe in limiting campaign contributions. They've never made promises like ridding corporate money from the system, with a few exceptions like people like John McCain. And I think without two to tango, he's not going to be able to make the sort of idyllic changes that he thought he would.
John, thanks so much. Always great having you.
You too, guys. Have a great holiday.
John Solomon, president, executive editor of the Washington Guardian.